Governor Cuomo is proposing to build the nation's largest convention center at Aqueduct Racetrack in Queens. The project was the centerpiece of his State of the State address on Wednesday. Though he didn't give many details, WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports one thing is clear. The governor's choice to build the complex is a little-known Asian conglomerate with big ambitions.
New York already has a convention hall, the Jacob K. Javits Center on Manhattan's West Side, a forbidding, dark glass edifice that doesn't have many fans, particularly Governor Cuomo. He noted Javits is only the number 12 convention center in the nation in terms of floor space, far too small to attract the best trade shows. So he's proposing to tear it down and start again in grand fashion in Queens.
It'll be all about jobs, 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 tens of thousands of jobs, building the number one convention center in the country.
But that's not all.
We believe we can attract $4 billion in private sector investment
to build it. What Cuomo didn't tell his audience is that he'd already signed a non-binding agreement with a developer. The name? Genting. John Oh is a research analyst for CLSA Securities.
Genting is one of the biggest gaming conglomerates in the world.
The company translates its name as Top of the Mountain.
Back in the 60s, they originated from the flagship casino in Malaysia called the Genting Highlands, which still today serves as the single and monopoly casino in the country.
And a serious money machine. Over the years, the Lim family, which founded Genting, has expanded the company in all directions. There are casinos in Singapore and Manila and dozens of cities in Britain, oil wells in China and Morocco, palm oil plantations in Malaysia, and, oh yeah, a little slot machine operation right here in New York.
I'm so thrilled to be here today to break ground on our first ever casino project in the United States.
K.T. Lim, the chairman of Genting's holding company, appearing with Governor Patterson in 2010. A year later, the Aqueduct Racino opened, taking in more than $20 million in the first 10 days. Christian Good, senior vice president of development for Genting Americas, says adding a convention center and 3,000 hotel rooms is the next logical step.
Our chairman has a vision that talks about destination resorts, talks about bringing something new to the market that hasn't been here.
An all-inclusive dining entertainment complex with beds to sleep in and slot machines to try your luck. John Oh, the stock analyst, says next to all that, the convention center is really just a side dish, not the main dish at all. Mayor Bloomberg says the governor's idea is good. But like any big development project in New York City, this one will make enemies. Susan Lerner of the group Common Cause is alarmed by what she's hearing.
Well, I think the speed with which the deal was inked really raises some significant questions. The public is entitled to details before a deal of this size is concluded, not after the fact.
And there are practical concerns, too. Scholars who study convention centers say America already has a glut of floor space. Governor Cuomo says he'll fill in the details of his plan in the months ahead. If it gets all the needed approvals, Genting projects it could complete the convention center as early as 2014. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.